Video: Food court worker allegedly assaulted in fight over portion sizes. By Amy Furr on January 17, 2020. Two suspects were arrested Wednesday after an alleged fight over portion sizes broke out at a mall in Trumbull, Connecticut. Video footage posted online reportedly showed a group of people as they threw food containers and trays at employees of the Sarku Japan restaurant inside Westfield Trumbull Mall. A Twitter user by the name of Too Smooth shared the footage of the alleged incident on Wednesday. According to police, a woman later identified as Hillary Nolasco Deliber, 18, of Waterbury, was part of a group of five people. At about 4:30 p.m. she approached an employee at Sarku Japan and complained about the size of the portion she had received, the Trumbull Times reported. The two began to argue, which prompted the suspect to jump over the counter and allegedly attack the employee. While this was happening, Devon Miles, 26, of Waterbury, and other members of the group began throwing food in napkin containers. However, Trumbull police were unable to confirm that the video was correct at the time of the incident, according to Captain Keith Golding. In a second video posted to Twitter, the crowd watched as a security officer appeared to hold a suspect on the ground. The restaurant estimated the group caused more than $1,000 in damages. However, the employee only suffered minor injuries during the alleged assault. Trumbull Mall issued a statement following the event. "The safety and security of our customers, employees, retailers and facilities is of primary importance. Always, and substantial resources are devoted to security matters. As a matter of industry best practices though, we do not discuss or reveal the specifics of our security plans. As always, we appreciate the support of the Trumbull Police Department, and will continue to work with them regarding the incident in this video." Both Nolasco Deliber and Miles were charged with second-degree breach of peace and released. The suspects are expected to appear separately in court January 22 and 24.